Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, it's time for our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise and Bob York joining us here this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, James.
I couldn't get anybody else to come on with me.
Hey,
so
that's okay. I know we're going to have Gail, but we got Bob instead, so we'll make do. We'll do our best.
Yeah, just want to shout out to Gail. You know, get well. Good wishes, and
absolutely,
we're thinking about you. So a couple things I wanted to mention was the SevilleMilitaryBanner.org that Jerry Wall's putting on to get your military banner that will be displayed in November. You need to be looking at those now. He's got he'll have a vendor tent set up out at Summer Celebration, so you can check him out. The banners are really nice. And
there is one hanging in the window at 117 West 9th if you want to see what they look like. I mean, they're very high-quality banner, very well done. So.
Yep. So, and Jerry's got a plan to get them out and get them put back up, and they should be there for years on end. So check that out. The Saturday fly-in with the planes coming in out at the airport. So Coffeyville Innovation Lab, we are partnering with CACF and the Aviation Museum. Bill Jones came and got our indoor drones. So they are going to set up a drone raceway or something for the kids to come out and test their skills. So that's one of the reasons you should go out to the airport Saturday.
And that'll go on rain or shine because you can do that inside.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be at the hangar right there at the FBO.
Yeah, I think that's what Bill's got figured out, but we'll see. And that starts at 7 a.m. till noon, and they are having shuttle service from the airport to the museum and a World War II exhibit out at the museum, so it'll be worth going to.
And there's a speaker at 10 o'clock. So
Yes, and hopefully the weather, James, is going to hold out.
Yeah, right now we're sitting at a 40% chance of showers, which means they don't really know. So we'll yeah, see as it gets a little bit closer. So
it's one of those days you just wait and see what happens. So, and then the Midland, this is something you're doing, the Vaudeville, working on that. We should have tickets available here within the month. And got a big crew coming back. All of the Oilers will be there. And
always put on a quality show.
Yep.
Yes.
So, and once we get tickets on sale, that will get you into the after party at the Midland Ballroom, but the Vaudeville will be at Spencer Rounds Theater. And then coming up, a couple other things. The 14th, this Sunday, there's a free swim day up at the Aquatic Center from 6:30 to 8:30. Check out the summer STEM camps at the library. I think there's two or three of those left, cooking and sewing and some 3D printing going on. And Crazy Cooking Candles this weekend has a few workshops going on. Check them out on Facebook.
I think also they said they were having some air conditioning problems. So I don't know if they have to change that, but I know that they were having some issues and we're maybe going to have to close indefinitely until they get their air conditioning fixed.
Okay.
So might double check on that.
Yep, check out their Facebook
page.
That
was just real recent that they put that out. So.
Well, hopefully they get that fixed because now it's not the good time to be out of air conditioning.
No.
Right, Robert?
That is correct.
Okay, and then Summer Celebration. Gail was going to come on and talk. They had to cancel the water slides a few weeks back because of the insurance. But New Vision Church and S-Smart over on Spring Street came up, and they are going to sponsor the insurance for that. So there's going to be a 17-foot water slide, a bouncy house with water, and then just a dry bouncy house this year. So something we thought wasn't going to happen is now going to happen thanks to people stepping up and, you know, helping out.
That's what it's all about. And I know those water slides are always very popular at the event.
Yeah, especially.
There's a line, yep.
So that's all I have about the summer celebration. I was going to let Bob maybe talk about the music or anything that's going on. So
if you've never been to Summer Celebration, I mean, what a wonderful event. But usually, I believe it starts about 5:30 or 6, live music kicks in. And they have a DJ going all day long, which he plays great music as well. But we have the Backroads Band and the Retro Rockers again this year. And both have been around for a long time. I personally know the guys in Backroads really well. Most of them have been playing music since Moses wore short pants, so they've been around for quite a while, and just a quality band. I mean, these guys are top-notch musicians, both bands. The Retro Rockers are more your classic rock band, and just play really good music. So if you're looking for a good evening to have before the fireworks, come out. It's a wonderful night.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I know that you're out there, you get the stage all set up, you get all your sound equipment, you have your trailer and everything. I know you put a lot of work into this, but you're kind of like a one-man roadie just getting this all organized,
very,
I feel like.
Very much, and it's a long day. It's usually 2 days, so we usually set the stage up the day before and then do the PA equipment the day of. It is a lot of work, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy being part of Summer Celebration and helping out. I do that all free. I don't charge Gail anything for that or the Summer Celebration folks anything for that. It's to me, it's a very important event, and it's one we need to see continue past this year as well. So this will be the 10th year for Summer Celebration and the 250th year for the United States. So what a wonderful thing to celebrate.
It is fantastic. And how many watts of power do we have on those speakers? You get a ton of speakers up there.
There's plenty. Yeah.
Yeah, you usually have a pretty pretty tall stack of speakers there.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It is pretty impressive. So always great to see. And so if folks haven't been before, you kind of set up the stage underneath the livestock arena.
That's correct.
And then people can bring, you know, chairs, blankets, that sort of thing, and set up on that kind of grassy area.
Absolutely. You can get up there and dance. You can do whatever you want, right? I mean, it's just a wonderful area to do that in. And usually the sun's going down finally about, 9:30, 9:45, so the fireworks kick in then. So, but come out, enjoy some fantastic music, great bands, good family time.
It really is.
And still looking for sponsors and volunteers. If you're a vendor and want a spot out there, give Kathy or Gail a call, and those numbers are 252-8688 for Gail and 252-5155 for Kathy. And then Reawakening and Carter Automotive will be doing the Kitty Parade again this year, which that's always a lot of fun, a lot of participants there. So along with everything else that's going on during the day.
We'd be remiss to not mention the car show as well. I mean, it's one of the biggest car shows around. And if you want to see some really fantastic looking cars, come out.
It's real big.
And motorcycles. They include motorcycles in it. So.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great time. And then I know you also provide a nice soundtrack for the fireworks, which will broadcast again on US 98. So you kind of, what do you pick for the music?
You try and do just the patriotic stuff, right? I mean, there's a wide variety of songs out there that match up well with 4th of July and with fireworks and with celebrating the United States of America. So you try and do things that celebrate our country.
Well, that is great. So we're looking forward to that. And I know Gail says it's always going to be a bigger show than last year. I'm sure he'll try to do that. We'll pull it off once again for especially such a big milestone, America's 250. We've had just so many awesome events here in the region so far with not only that, Route 66, Centennial. I mean, this is just a big year.
It is. Yep, we should all be celebrating. And then Flag Day is Sunday, right?
Coming up on the 14th. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, so everybody get your flags out.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Good.
And just as a reminder to all them childrens out there, Father's Day is the 21st. So,
that's right. Yeah, you can't forget about that. We got two very important Sundays that are on the way as well. Any requests? Yeah, you need anything?
No, usually, you know, the fathers end up taking the kids out to eat.
Yeah, pretty much. Days.
And they pay for it.
Yeah.
So
all inclusive when it comes to going with dad, right?
That's great. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a wonderful time for Summer Celebration. A reminder, that is the Saturday after the 4th of July.
That's great.
So a great chance for you to get out to Walter Jones Park and really all day activities that are be happening.
I believe they have the 5K run as well, right? So, yeah. If you can't find something to do out there that day, that's on you. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. Hope folks can check it on out for Summer Celebration. And I know they're always looking for help and donations. And just, if nothing else, come on out and support the event because it's really gotten to be a very big deal across Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. It brings a big crowd in.
Yes, it does. I think it's probably one of the largest single-day events we have in this area. So, look forward to seeing everybody.
That's right. All right. Well, Denise and Bob York, appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
All right. And with that, we have more Open Line coming up after a check of some beef industry news.